Mother Claire began. My precious, precious family. I want to explain some of our recent changes within Heart Dwellers. We've had to make a very difficult decision when the Lord Jesus made his wishes known that we needed to solidify the very heart intention of Heart Dwellers and cleave to the guidelines given me from the very beginning. As you may or may not know, I dropped out of high school after my junior year, so you could honestly peg me as a high school dropout with no further education. Why in the world would the Lord choose Ezekiel and I to lead this movement? It just doesn't make sense. Why would the Satanists viciously attack us who are little nobodies from nowhere? No titles, diplomas, alphabet soup after our names to recommend us for such an honorable mission with eternal consequences. I gave up on trying to resolve that and just accepted the position. I never asked for ordination. I never asked to be appointed as a leader of the Lord's little flock. And I never, in my wildest dreams, considered that this movement would be so important to the Lord and that it will have longevity and affect this upcoming generation. But I cannot deny that he has used my flaws, sins of the past, and weaknesses in present time to reveal his loving, redeeming, and forgiving nature to you so that you would not be afraid of him, but invite him into your heart to teach and repair it, and carry the torch of unconditional love and truth forward to the world. But this is exactly what he has done, in spite of all my flaws. My heart is to please him in this mission he has given us, and he has brought to mind our very meager and lackluster beginnings, and that it suited his direction for us perfectly. As often happens, when God begins a work, we get ahead of him and make decisions that are not suited to what he intended, but bring a different charism to what he wanted. The reason we are making a change is because the Lord wants us to distance ourselves even further from the world and the approval of man. He wants us to be fools for Christ, very little, of no repute, and obviously reassembling the working class and all those who didn't finish their educations and do not stand out to the world as qualified. Like Jesus, we have no qualifications. We are nobodies from nowhere. My dear ones, we are only going to get littler in the eyes of the world. God has given us a love for all of you. The times are treacherous. The enemy is wily. Let's all love one another and support each other in the charism that Jesus has given us. I am asking all of you to watch or rewatch the movie The Reluctant Saint, which is a story of Saint Joseph of Cupertino's life. When you watch this, you will have a better understanding of what Jesus has called us to be as his heart dwellers. We love you and are praying for you. Thank you for being such a vital part of this wonderful and amazing family.